Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Sports Day Tampa Bay, which today is going to be conspiracy podcast of the NFL. We're going to throw all of it on the wall, Steve Versnick. There is all kinds of stuff popping about quarterbacks, including one named Tom Brady, coaching changes, coaching decisions, a quarterback in Arizona that suddenly is deleting all proof that he plays for the Arizona Cardinals after the Pro Bowl. We got lots to talk about today, man. This is good stuff.
So is this the Joe Rogan podcast now? Is that what we're doing?
Conspiracy theories? No, we're not going to get kicked off Spotify. I don't know that we're on Spotify, but no, we're
not. Can we get paid like that on Spotify though?
Oh my, yeah, we need to. We need to get more revenue for sure. Maybe this will do it. I don't know. I'm going to have fun tonight. I want you guys to understand that you can take some of this with a grain of salt, or maybe two grains of salt, maybe the whole shaker if you like, but. There's some stuff out here, man, that people are going to go, right? It's that time of year, right? It's the football version of the hot stove league. Anything can happen. Anything usually does. So here we go. Let's start with the Tom Brady Let's Go podcast and Jim Gray. Well, Tom, you retired. So Tom Brady does his, you know, weekly podcast, even though he is retired. Like, if you recall, let's go back to the Wayback Machine a week ago. Just a mere hours before he put out like a 30-inch I'm out statement thanking everybody, he went on Jim Gray and said, yeah, just haven't decided yet, Jim. But in fact, he must have decided shortly after hanging up because he called Jason Light that night and told him that he was done, at least with the Bucks. And that's where we begin the rest of the story. So he goes on the Jim Gray podcast, or the Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald, and you know, credit to Jim Gray. I mean, he asked the pertinent questions, you know, about retiring and why he was doing it and why this is the right time. And, you know, he kind of repeated a lot of the same things about family and other demands and, you know, the commitment that he makes, not everybody, but he makes to playing the game at the highest level and how he feels he owes that to the team. So all of the stuff you've read and know about, no surprises there. But then he was asked, well, you know, Michael Jordan came back three times, and you're only retiring once. Are you saying that you would never? So he basically asked him, is this really it? Are you really retired, you know, in so many words? And that's when it got interesting, at least for conspiracy NFL podcasts that we're doing tonight. So Tom Brady said, you know, I'm just going to take things as they come. Wait a minute. You're going to take them as they come. Okay. I think that's the best way to put it. And I don't think anything, you know, you never say never. At the same time, I know that I feel very good about my decision. I know that I don't know how I feel in 6 months from now. And then the audio drops and you get change, something like that. It most likely won't. I guess his mind won't likely change. But he said, but I try to make the best possible decision I can at the moment, which I did last week. And again, I think it's not looking to reverse course. I'm definitely not looking to do that. But at the same time, I think you have to be realistic that you never know what challenges there are going to be in life. Again, I loved playing. I'm looking forward to doing things other than playing. And that's as honest as I can be with you there, Jim. So we have take things as they come. You never say never. Feel good about my decision, but I don't know how I'm going to feel 6 months from now. 6 months? Really? Is this about 6 months? What happens in 6 months?
Training camp?
Mm-hmm. The season happens in 6 months. Hey, honey, you know what? I think we can manage all this kid stuff and me again. I'm going to be so miserable if I don't play. He may drive her crazy in 6 months, and she begs him to go back and play. Now, here's the big here's the $25 million question. And that's about what the Bucks have on their salary cap for next year if Tom doesn't play. And they've not put him on the retirement list, by the way. And the reason is it'll be a little less cap room, a little less cap hit if they actually put him on that list after June 1st or thereabouts. So he's not officially retired from the standpoint of the salary cap and all that. But what happens if, say, for example, Tom does all his business stuff and you know, he starts to get the itch because he really doesn't participate in training camp. Now, look, I don't know what his sacrifice is going to be in the offseason. You know, is he going to stay on the TB12 diet? Is he going to do his workouts with Guerrero and make the commitment he usually makes in the offseason? Wouldn't seem so, right? If you're retired, wouldn't seem like you would do that. But how bad a shape is Tom Brady really going to be in, right? I mean, Tom Brady's not going to suddenly, you know, start having cheeseburgers and french fries and milkshakes every week. So he's still going to take care of himself. He's still going to do plyometrics. He wants to live a long time and look good because he gets paid to look good. He's got a freaking clothing line, right, that he models. So obviously he's going to do those things to stay in shape. And he's got three kids to chase around, so that helps too. But let's say you get to next August. Oh, hell, next July. I mean, it's only February, right? So, yeah, 6 months from now, that's like July. That's just, you know, they're starting to think about the start of training camp at the end of July. And Tom Brady says, I want to play. Now, by that time, who knows what the Bucks have done, right? Maybe they did nothing. Maybe they just re-signed Blaine Gabbert and said, you be the bridge guy to Kyle Trask. Because we can't find out anybody out here that's any good anyway. Russell Wilson's not coming. Aaron Rodgers is not coming. We can't get Deshaun Watson out of Texans. We'll get to that in a minute. Derek Carr's staying with the Raiders. That's why Josh McDaniels is there. We can't get anybody. So you know what? We're gonna kind of stay pat here because I don't like any of these other backups. You know, I don't Joe Flacco's and the Teddy Bridgewater's, whatever. I don't like them any better than the guy we got, which is Blaine Gabbert. So, and Kyle, obviously. So let's say that you just have those two quarterbacks. And then Tom decides in July, I want to play. Well, the Bucks would be thrilled. I mean, they would be over the moon happy. Or would they? Because here's the thing. If Tom Brady comes back and plays, even though he's technically under contract right now with the Bucks for another year and he would belong to them, I'm not so sure it's in Tampa Bay. Sorry. That's how I feel.
What gives you that impression?
Well, I have no basis of fact because this is NFL conspiracy podcast tonight.
I mean, is it the Glazers not wanting?
No. Yeah, that's a great point. There is absolutely no reason to think that the Glazers would not just want to do cartwheels and invite him back with more than open arms is. That's what they would do. I mean, they would hold a parade. You'd see fireworks, the cannons. Fire the cannons. We got Tom Brady. Fire the cannons. They would do anything they could. They welcome. I mean, it would be, oh, my God. I mean, can you imagine? This place would be euphoric if he said he wanted to play here. Okay? Absolutely, the Glazers want him back. They'd stop making that sign that they're going to put on the Ring of Honor. They'd stop commissioning the architecture for the statue out front of Raymond James that they're making of Tom Brady. They'd stop all that. That work would come to a halt in a minute. And they would, you know, make sure that Chris Godwin, you know, doesn't get his 12 jersey back. It would keep it as Brady instead of Godwin. So all that would happen. Except, what if he said, and he could say this, what if he said, I don't want to play in Tampa? I said I want to play. I didn't say I wanted to play here. Uh-oh. Now what? Now what? Well, I'll say this much. If Tom Brady, I believe this in my heart. This is not, you know, all of this is conspiracy, you know, podcast right now. This is true in my mind. If Tom Brady went to the Glazer family tomorrow and said, let me out of that third year of the contract. I want to play. I don't want to play here. I want to be a free agent. You know what they'd say? Good luck. Thank you very much for the two great years you gave us. It's been unbelievable fun. We welcome that big Lombardi, beautiful Lombardi trophy in our case. We think about it every day. See you on the other side. That's what they would say. I totally believe that. Why would they do that? Because they'd be so grateful that the GOAT chose them that even breaking up, you'd want him to be happy. You want Tom Brady to be happy. He was happy with you once, right? Just because, you know, he's not happy being with you anymore doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be happy. And they're going to want Tom Brady to be happy because he did everything and more that he could do for 2 years here. Everything, right? The third year was a salary cap thing. The third year was a suggestion, right? It wasn't a commitment. It was a suggestion. Like, hey, you know, if you want to play a third year, well, but really we were just moving cap money. So he chose not to play, or so he told us. And now he's saying, you never say never. And we'll see what happens in 6 months. Well, I know what happens in 6 months. In 6 months, they start the NFL season. Right? So where would he go? Again, conspiracy podcast. Where would he go? Where did he want to go the first time when he was a free agent? Tampa Bay wasn't his first pick, was it?
Nope.
He looked at the Chargers, right? He heard some things about Tennessee. We heard about Miami. I mean, we heard a lot of things, right? Here's what I know I heard because I had the conversation, right? They called, when I say they, Donald Yee, Brady's rep, friends of Brady, FOBs, whatever. They contacted the San Francisco 49ers, folks. They called an organization, not the Bucs. They called the 49ers. The Bucs called Brady and his representatives. Brady's representatives called the 49ers. See the difference? And you go, well, wait a minute. The 49ers had just been to a Super Bowl. They lost. They blew a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter to Kansas City. But they had just been there. They were NFC champions. And they had Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, who backed up Brady, who ended up getting traded out of there because Brady was still playing and Kraft wanted Brady to keep playing. So Belichick said, well, I don't need this guy. So he traded him to San Francisco. Former teammate. They had just signed him. San Francisco just signed Garoppolo to an extension. And if they traded him, they were going to take a massive cap hit. And he had just taken his team to the Super Bowl. I mean, he lost. He didn't play well. He's 3 of 10 or 3 of 11 in the fourth quarter, much like he was, you know, in the division NFC Championship game against the Rams. He stunk, and they lost. But that was their guy. They didn't have Trey Lance. That was their guy. And how could they justify quitting on Jimmy Garoppolo, who had just taken him to a playoff, who they had just signed an extension, for a 43-year-old quarterback? We don't know. But he's 43. What's he got left? But Brady wanted to go there. And why? For the same reason he wanted to be drafted there. For the same reason he was madder than hell his whole career that they drafted Gino Carmazzi. That's right. You never heard of him. Gino Carmazzi. Look it up. They drafted a quarterback. It wasn't Tom Brady. The man, 44-year-old man, he's from San Mateo. He went to high school there. He grew up. Remember the stories? We've heard them a million times. Oh, I would go with my family to the Candlestick Park, and we would watch the 49ers play. And Joe Montana, that was my guy, and Steve Young. I mean, this is hometown team. That's who he wanted to play for. If they could have worked it out, had a great defense, they're still a good team. They made it back to the championship game this year. The Bucs didn't, right? So, good coach, good GM, and guess what? They're trading Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo is out. You know, the 49ers have agreed to trade him, try to find him a place where he wants to play. He's out. He's gone. They got a young quarterback in Trey Lance. Have no clue what that guy is. But they have to find out at some point because they drafted him number one overall. Or not number one, but in the first round. So, but is he ready to win now? No. So what if Tom Brady kind of, you know, looked at the Bucs and said, well, I'm probably not going to do it here again. Got all these free agents, a lot of old guys. Had receivers that are taken off the waiver wire. Cyril Grayson, are you kidding me? Guys that didn't play college football, I'm throwing at guys like that. I'm throwing a Breshad Perriman. I won games with those two guys. I won walk-off TDs with those guys. Really? We don't know if Godwin's back. We'll probably be franchised. Got an ACL. Mike Evans is a year older. I got no third receiver anywhere. I don't know if Gronk's going to play. Probably will if I do. But, yeah, what if Tom Brady gets to 6 months from now, as he said, never say never, and goes, yeah, you know what? I want to play. I don't want to play here. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be. Now,
it might be completely false, too, folks. Well, I mean, seriously, I don't know.
We're speculating, but.
Totally.
Is there anything that leads you to believe that if he did want to come back, that it absolutely would not be Tampa Bay?
No.
So Tampa Bay could be a possibility if he decided to come back 6 months.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, okay. I would think so. I mean, listen, you know, did everything go smooth at the end? No. Could they have avoided some of this confusion? I mean, the Antonio Brown thing was bad, right? And hey, sorry, I wrote the anti, you know, like fake vax card story and it got him suspended for 3 weeks. I did my part, I suppose. But that was news and I don't regret writing it because it was true. And he wasn't the only guy that got suspended. Did it help the team? No. But two of those three games, he wasn't able to play anyway. They did get beat 9-0 by New Orleans where he would have been able to play. But when Antonio Brown came back, his attitude was crap. And it wasn't great going into it, but it was really bad when he got back. He wanted his bonuses guaranteed. He asked for that. They wouldn't do it. You know, he got 15 targets the first game against Carolina when he came back, lit it up. And then the next week he gets, you know, five or so in the first half, and he apparently throws a hissy fit. Well, there's the quarterback. He's the guy with the ball. Go talk to him if you're not happy with what you're getting. Instead, he stood on the sideline, and according to Arians, you know, after he blew up at halftime, they asked him to go back in the game. He said no. Now, this is where it gets screwy because he says it was his foot. They say, yeah, he just refused to go in. He was sulking. He was mad. And they ripped off his jersey, and we all saw how that played out. And that was the end. Now, did that make Brady happy? No. Could they have handled it a different way? Perhaps. But, I mean, you know, Antonio Brown left town trashing Tom, too. Said he was only his friend because he knew I could help him win a Super Bowl. Well, that's partially true. But Tom invested a lot in Antonio Brown. This organization, I don't think, really wanted Antonio Brown a year ago when they won the Super Bowl, which the anniversary, by the way, was on Monday of that Super Bowl win. But they brought him back, you know. And Tom's not he's easy to coach. And, you know, he didn't come in and say, you're going to run my plays. He didn't come in and say, I'm not going to learn your language. He didn't do what Peyton Manning did in Denver. He tried to do all those things the first year, and they were 7-5, and they changed some stuff, and they won a Super Bowl. And then this year, it looked even more like a Tom Brady offense. But I sensed, like, you know, any real, like, there was no schism between him and Leftwich, him and B.A., him and I didn't, it was just a hard year, right? It was just, there were a lot of injuries, man, you know? And in the end, the talent that he was playing with in the divisional playoff game wasn't much better than what he left in New England, you know? I mean, they got from net back. They had Mike Evans, you know, and then the rest of it wasn't very good. But this whole notion like that, and I get that, like, maybe you're just this person who doesn't want to put boundaries on themselves. But come on, he played 22 seasons. I mean, is it so hard after 22 years when you quit to say, no, that's it. I'm, you know, the same reasons I'm leaving is why I won't come back. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be Brett Favre. I'm not going to be Michael Jordan. Oh, by the way, I think I saw, didn't I just see where he played golf with Michael? Hell, he was playing basketball with Michael Jordan. I saw that on Instagram. Well, how many times did Michael Jordan come back?
Twice.
Went and played baseball, came back, went, yeah, exactly. So Yeah, you know, you never say never. Those guys, I always say this, they usually don't know when to leave the party. They usually are the last guys out. And he said he wouldn't play if he sucked, but he knows he doesn't suck. And it's going to be hard. I just wonder how this whole thing's going to work out, because 6 months is a long time. You can go to a lot mm-hmm. of places with your kids. You can, you know, they have the means to go. He'll spend a ton of time with them. What happens when that body clock starts cranking up and you know you're supposed to be in training camp and you want to throw the football, right? And all of a sudden you're going, dang it, I can still play. I should be playing. Honey, give me another year. But do you come back to the Bucs? I don't know.
Well, let me throw out another conspiracy theory.
Please.
Tom Brady
mm-hmm.
replaces Jameis Winston once again and goes to the Saints.
You better check your sheet on that one. That would be tough for Jameis.
Could he do it twice?
He did it to him again.
With new coach Dennis Allen, who has owned Tom Brady.
Well, listen, the singular best reason for Tom Brady to go to the Saints is that guy is my kryptonite. I can't beat him. I'm going to join him. That is the literal, if you can't beat him, join him thing right there. Because Dennis Allen has his number. That defense has his number. He, you know, the only game they won was the one that counted, you know, in the playoffs, obviously, 2 years ago. But that was as much about Drew Brees not being able to play as it was about anything Tom Brady did. The defense turned them over, and you know they wind up coming back and winning the game, obviously, and won the Super Bowl. But yeah, New Orleans, but without Sean Payton again, and he didn't know Byron Leftwich from Adam either. But he knew that Bruce Arians was a pretty good offensive mind. He was surprised he wasn't as involved as he thought he would be. But who are your coaches on that side of the ball? Who you know Dennis Allen, head coach, but not your offensive coach. So those. Those are sort of interesting. We know Kyle Shanahan is a good offensive mind. Now, that offense is probably not suited for Brady. You're going to throw the ball probably a lot more. And again, you know, to think he would learn a third terminology and all of this mm-hmm. stuff. All I know is, yeah, could any team, could Tennessee be that team? Could he join Mike Vrabel, right? Like that was mm-hmm. part of the speculation when he left New Orleans or New England was, you know, hey, he might go see his teammate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got Ryan Tannehill. How'd he do this year? Awful. Number one seed, three interceptions in the first game they played. One and done as a number one seed.
What about Miami with the first-time coach?
What about him? Yeah.
Go to the division rival of the Patriots?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they just built their forever house or building their forever house down there. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to move again. You just move into the mansion that you are refurbishing or leveling or whatever the heck you decided to do with it. So that's – I will say this. If it's not home, right, if it's not home,
mm-hmm.
and home being California, Northern California, San Francisco, if it's not home, it's going to be someplace warm. It's going to be in the Gulf Coast.
Then that would rule out Green Bay if Rodgers left.
Yes, yeah, he's not going to Green Bay.
Or if they don't think, Jordan Love's ready yet, you bring Brady in for a year or two.
Nah, it'll never happen. I'll rule them out.
I don't think it would either. But
exclusively, I'll tell you, he'll never be a Packer. There's no way. He's not going back in the cold. I when he says that, I believe him. You know, when he says he's retired, I don't believe him. Not anymore. Not as much as I did before this podcast. And maybe it's just a great podcast, right? Maybe it's just a... You know, why would you close the book on anything? I'm a human being. I can change my mind, right? But what has it been? All of 7 days? And like last week at this time, you were saying you haven't made up your mind. And then a week later, you're saying, yeah, I'm retired, but we'll see where I'm at in 6 months. Well, 6 months? I mean, if you just said, hey, I'm going to give it a good year or two, you know. But 6 months means you could be playing in 2022.
What if he goes to Arizona since Kyler Murray may be out?
There's another great theory we can stumble upon on NFL conspiracy podcast today. What in the hell? So Kyler Murray goes to the Pro Bowl because he's like, I don't know, was he voted to the Pro Bowl? Was he one of the two? I don't know. It was Brady and probably Rodgers. And then Brady didn't play and Rodgers didn't play. So then you start going down the list and pretty soon you end up with Kyler Murray and – the guy from Minnesota, Kirk Cousins, which is pretty far down the list in my opinion.
You had Russ there too, so.
Russ was there. You had three quarterbacks, yeah. So those three at the Pro Bowl. He throws a touchdown, by the way, to Mike Evans. Kyler does, right? And then Mike does the whole between the legs dunk thing. But now what did he – so he deleted any mention of the Cardinals.
He unfollowed the Cardinals on Instagram.
He unfollowed them. Think about that. Have you – first of all, have you ever unfollowed – so I blocked people, right? I've never unfollowed someone.
I have.
That's particularly harsh.
I have before, but.
But what does it mean? It means I'm not with you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means like I don't want to know what you're saying. I don't know what you're doing. I don't care. That's a deliberate act, right?
He unfollowed them and removed every image of him in a Cardinals uniform except for one at the Pro Bowl. He posed with somebody.
Cardinals helmet, yeah.
But the Cardinals helmet was facing forward, so you couldn't see the Cardinals emblems on it.
Ouch, babe.
So he's got two photos left on Instagram, one from his days at Oklahoma and then one from the Pro Bowl. Removed
that's
every other
like
photo.
That's like kind of like gathering all your ex's things and throwing him outside in the trash bag, isn't it?
Yeah, no, like, he's got a fourth year. I mean, he's only been in the league 3 years.
Right.
So he's under contract this year, and most likely the Cardinals will pick up his fifth-year
option. And
then a fifth-year
option. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You try to sign him to a long-term extension.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird one. What if door number two, and this is why Bruce Arians said, well, you know, we found Tom Brady behind door number two. What if door number two had Kyler Murray? God's sakes. Again, can't imagine a scenario where that team in Arizona would ever get rid of him and certainly wouldn't trade him to an NFC team.
Unless you sign Tom Brady.
Well, then now see, you're expanding the possibilities for Brady because, again, it's not in the cold, okay? Mm-hmm. But is he really going to a better football team in Arizona? I don't know. No, I don't know that he is.
It's closer to home.
I don't know
though.
That he is.
Or his parents' home.
It is.
Parents.
Closer to his parents' home. Not closer to his son's home, which is in New York. Mm-hmm. And that's the confusing thing about the San Francisco move. We're just getting started on our conspiracies. But first, this is no conspiracy. I want you to know the 18th annual Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding. It's happening this February 25th. To the 27th, they get that beautiful 1.8-mile, 14-turn configuration that runs through the streets of St. Petersburg, circling Pioneer Park, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, and the Dali Museum, and, of course, extends to the runways at Albert Whitted Airport. For race information and tickets, visit gpstpete.com. That's gpstpete.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, one more conspiracy theory. What about the Raiders out west, close to his parents' home? Josh McDaniels, the new coach there, played under him for a long time in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Two different stints.
Yep.
Tom Brady's an upgrade over Derek Carr.
AFC West. Yeah.
Get to go up against Patrick Mahomes twice a year.
Yeah, that's the – okay, now you've lost me.
he's beating him several times.
Now I'm not
times.
Sure why you want to go out
times.
There. Well, yeah. Yeah, I suppose. The Raiders. Now, the Raiders have stars in their eyes, right? They are the ultimate marquee team in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, being in Las Vegas in football is a little like being in Los Angeles in baseball or basketball or whatever else. It's the city of stars, right? It's look at the entertainment going on right outside of Allegiant Stadium. If you don't have a good show at Allegiant, they're just going to go to Circus de Olay or you know, listen to, you know, Mariah Carey or whoever's playing at the Caesars the other night. You know, like, there's plenty of entertainment for your dollar out there. You have choices, man. You got choices. And so you have to have a show, you know. Las Vegas Knights, they put on a show. They have a good team. They put on a show. Las Vegas Raiders, they have to put on a show. And, you know, I think Derek Carr is a really good quarterback. And I, my personal feeling is that Josh McDaniels probably took that job because he liked him, because he knew he could win with him. He wasn't going to go someplace without a quarterback. But if you're telling me that Tom Brady might show up for Josh McDaniels, and I've only got one more year left with Derek Carr, Oh, yeah. We could talk. Absolutely. I like that. I like the way you're thinking. A little closer to his hometown. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the 49ers, but good football team, playoff team. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, see, the possibilities, man. You, it runs wild. If he comes back, if he decides to play, and again, the thing that got me was the 6 months. Not so much the, well, you know, I'm going to take it day by day, Jim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, but when he goes, but I don't know, in 6 months? If you just said, I don't know, a year from now, I said, okay, maybe, you know, he's going to try this and you get bored with business and playing golf and, you know, a year from, no, 6 months? 6 months.
All right, one
Buddy,
more
that's
for
start
you.
Of football season. Yeah.
Talk about stars.
Mm-hmm.
How about them Cowboys?
I really believe if we had Tom Brady here, what are we going to do with Dak Prescott? That's one that I think is stickier, because I think that Jera loves Dak, and I think he thinks he's going to win a Super Bowl with Dak. I don't think a $40 million quarterback's walking out of Dallas.
But Jerry loves the spotlight.
To any place. Oh, sure he does. But Jerry, the way Jerry thinks is the spotlight's on him whether they win or not, and he's right. If you got those stars on your helmet, the spotlight never leaves those silver helmets with the stars. They just don't. They can be the worst team in the league, and Dallas moves the needle like no other NFL team. You know? I mean, I've talked to ESPN about, you know, the bloggers that they have and everything. It's like, unless you have Tom Brady, if you're like in the NFC South, good luck. Who's reading your stuff, right? But the Dallas Cowboys can be 4-12, or now they would be 4-13, or 5-12, whatever. They still have such a following, such an incredible. Everybody wants to know what's up with the Cowboys. So I don't know that they need the stars they need are already on the helmet.
But with Jerry, it's never been about what they need.
Dak Prescott.
With Jerry, it's never been about what they need.
Yeah, but he likes Dak a lot.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
So you're going to push him aside? You're going to trade him?
I don't know.
For a 45-year-old Tom Brady? How's that work? I don't know. I'm not sure it does. But you got CeeDee Lamb. You got great, you know, Amari Cooper. You got great receivers. Defense needs help. Look, I wouldn't rule any team out. But if you're asking me, I'm just going to say 49ers. 49ers.
No, if I had to pick one, that's where I'm picking. Okay, what about?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the New York Jets? And I say but he's close to his son, Jack, who's in New York. Division rival of the Patriots.
Cold, said he would never go in the cold.
Cold would be the issue. They've got a young quarterback that you can sit on the bench for a year or two that's not hitting your
Wilson's
salary cap.
Going to the bench, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not hitting your salary cap, so you can let him groom a little bit.
It's a bad football team that almost beat him.
It is, and that's probably the biggest reason I would say no, but we're playing conspiracy theory here, so.
Yeah. Now I think we're stretching a little bit.
I liked it before when we stayed
in the Sun Belt. We kind of, you know, bounced out to Arizona. Okay, maybe. Raiders, oh, yeah. I like that one. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's just really interesting. And one thing I swear to you this is the case. If Tom Brady went to they would be upset. They would not like it. They'd try to get him to stay here. If he told them, I want to play, but I want to play, name the city, name, can you make that happen for me? I swear to you they would accommodate him. Because they're that grateful to him. They just are. They just are. And they'd be disappointed. They get something in return, though. You know, instead of him just retiring and walking off and all he leaves you is a big salary cap dump, at least you'd be getting something back from somebody, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo or, you know, Derek Carr or whatever.
Dak Prescott.
You get something, some compensation. Right. But they're not going to hold him for ransom. It won't be like one of these things where, you know, like when Gronk came out of retirement to play with Brady, it wasn't like the Patriots who owned his rights said, yeah, you know what? We want 2 first-round picks or we want a 3rd-round pick. No, it was like, look, give us your 7 and we'll take your, we'll give you our 7, we'll take your 6th. Right. It was like virtually an even swap of nothing. And Gronk, because Gronk wanted to play with Tommy. I think in the next week after the Super Bowl, Gronkowski, I believe, is going to retire. I just do. He's done it once. It's going to be easy to do it a second time. Unless.
Well, he can come back a 3rd time.
He can. Or if he doesn't retire, maybe he knows something. I don't know. I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Remember that phone conversation where the cell keeps cutting out?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Gronk. I was just thinking about coming back. But San Francisco. You know? Hey, Ma, where's my pants? Where's my football pants, Ma? It's a tangled web we just weaved. Sorry, folks. But you know you enjoy this because it all could happen. Underline could, because Tom Brady told us it could. Tom Brady said, you never say never. Never say never. But he didn't say, oh, yeah, in 6 months, I'll be back. I could come back to the Bucs. No, he said, I could play again. In 6 months, we'll see where we're at. I don't know. Maybe he's in a training camp. How about what's going on? Let's play a little more conspiracy that maybe probably doesn't involve Tom Brady. So, Lovie Smith, as we mentioned, was leading, looked like he was going to get, well, he did get hired. He got hired on Monday as the head coach of your Houston Texans. Didn't necessarily see that one coming. Don't know how I feel about it. Don't think it's a great hire, and I don't think he's there long term. I really don't. This feels like the defensive version of David Culley, who, by the way, hired his friend Lovie Smith to be defensive coordinator when he had no job. He was fired by Illinois. And he brings in Lovie Smith. I don't remember the Houston defense being the solution. I also always get tickled by teams that hire a guy that was on the staff, right? So he's there with David Culley, and you're not happy with the way things are going. I assume it wasn't just the offense you were unhappy with, but okay. But a guy who had been a head coach in 2 other places in the NFL, coached as long as Lovie did, he had the answers but didn't give them to his friend David Culley? Like, yo, David, here's what you're doing wrong, bud. This is what we need to do. Whatever. So they're going to go with Lovie Smith when it looked like Brian Flores was getting that job, or at least he was a finalist. Now, Brian Flores, while he's happy that Lovie Smith was hired, another African-American, not happy because he feels like he got locked out, that it was his job to lose. And when he sued the NFL, that includes the Texans, that cost him his job. And who knows? Maybe he's right. Maybe he has a point. I don't think Brian Flores is going to be coaching in the National Football League anytime soon. I don't think a good way, you know, to get a job is to sue the prospective employer before you sit down with them for them to hire you. But be that as it may, why Lovie Smith and why now? What are you gaining? What are you possibly gaining from Lovie Smith right now?
Well, my first
now
thought...
the conspiracy.
My first thought with the conspiracy is
mm-hmm.
they're not trading Deshaun Watson. They're playing him.
Bingo. Bingo.
They want a veteran coach.
Okay.
To be the one in front of the press answering the questions, standing up, talking about this. And Lovie's been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Tampa Bay.
Yes, he has. Something similar. Not exactly, but something similar.
No, but yes. But he's got experience in handling the questions and the press and the team and everything that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, where Josh McCown, who was a finalist there, has never been a coach before. How would he handle that?
Right. And I mean, literally, Josh, you know, when Lovie was here, his last head coaching job in the NFL, Josh McCown was his quarterback. And he'd been mm-hmm. with Josh in 2 or 3 places. And he knows Josh McCown. And I think if I had to guess, Lovey is probably telling the owners, you know what? This guy's going to be a great coach one day. Like, he's going to be fantastic. He's not ready. You know? Like, whatever it is you think you're going to do. And I don't think that the Houston Texans kind of floated that out a few times, and I don't think they sold it very well. I don't think people were like, yo, this dude's never coached before. Like, you know, why are you bypassing guys that have actually got this gig before or are ready for this gig because they've been in the coaching profession? You're going to hire a quarterback, essentially, that's been retired for a year. So whether they couldn't sell it or what, they reached to Lovey, and it does a bunch of things. It probably keeps a good portion of their staff intact because you know all those guys had two-year deals at least with David Culley. Culley walked out of there with a good amount of money, but there's a bunch of coaches that are still under contract for at least a year. So, if, you know, presumably Lovey would keep his defensive guys since he probably hired them, and you'd have some continuity, and the owner wouldn't be out a lot of money all at once. With a new coaching change, he's going to want his whole new staff. All those guys are going to get paid for a year unless they, you know, go someplace else. But that's also a byproduct of hiring a Lovie Smith, you know. But I'm with you. I mean, I can't – like, if Lovie was honest, I can't believe he'd want to be a head coach at a place where they don't have a quarterback. Now, maybe he's thinking if they trade Deshaun, they're going to get two or three number ones, they can rebuild fast, get a quarterback in the draft, and away they go. But this, next year seems like a, you know, I mean, the Houston Texans aren't going to be any good, you know, with Davis Mills or whatever. They're just not going to be any good unless they bring Deshaun Watson back into the fray. And he could still get suspended. He could still miss games. But is Lovey going to sit there? I mean, I was there when he talked about Jameson. Rick, we weren't there. We don't know. You know, and I would think Lovey would want a quarterback, and Deshaun Watson, no matter what you think of what he's done on or off the field, he's a damn good quarterback. Now, he hadn't played in a year, but that just preserved his body as much as anything. That's a good conspiracy. I like that conspiracy, too.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw Lovey being hired there.
Mm-hmm.
Was
I can hear him saying it.
The type of coach Lovey is.
Yeah,
you want a coach like that, experience. He's coached multiple teams, mm-hmm. both at the pro and college. He's handled controversies mm-hmm. in that before. That's a type of coach yep. in that situation you would want. Not a first-time coach. Not some, you know, particularly right. if you really think Josh McCown's going to be a great coach, don't throw him into that to start his career. He's your next coach then, right. if you're the right. Texans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And look, maybe they were ready to hire Flores, and Flores is toxic, you know, to the rest of the league. So they took Lovie Smith instead. I don't know that Lovie's there long term. I don't know that he cares. He gets a chance to be a head coach again. They get to keep some coaches. There's some continuity in the coaching staff. That's always a good thing. They hired an African American. That's a good thing in a league that's, you know, only hired, what, two people of color, including McDaniel and or McDaniels.
No, it's McDaniel in Miami.
From San Francisco with McDaniel in Miami, McDaniels, and I got it backwards. Josh McDaniels, Mike McDaniel, you know, who's biracial. So, I mean, you know, not a great track record there, but at least two of the last final three jobs that were filled by people of color, which is good. But I don't know that Lovie Smith is a good choice right now. Right. You know, I saw what he did in Tampa. I saw his coaching staff. Now, he had Leslie Frazier. He had some good coaches. But most of the guys have either worked or played with him before, and that's the case in a lot of instances. But he ain't going to hire a bunch of dudes that were working for Sean McVay like the rest of the NFL because I don't think he knows them, you know. I mean, he's been around a while, and he has a lot of friends that are older coaches like himself or players, guys that have played for him, that he brings into the coaching ranks where they've coached someplace else before. So it'll be really interesting what happens down there in Texas. I don't have any clue. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not sure they do. So, but I like the conspiracy that, you know, Smith, having been through it with Winston, is going to go, you know, he's our starting quarterback. Deshaun Watson, our quarterback. He's our quarterback. Our quarterback is Deshaun Watson. Our quarterback is, you know, he will stay on message. He will not flinch. He will not budge. He will not buckle. If that's what he wants to do, then that's what they could he could sell. And maybe it is. Or maybe he's willing to hang in there and they trade him for three or four number one draft picks, and then you load up in the next couple of years, you find your quarterback, and you're set for you're just a better football team. That could be too. But yeah, I did not see the Lovie Smith. Only the third African-American or the second African-American coach to coach three teams. The other one, Romeo Crennel. He was an interim in one of those stops. But, yeah, you usually don't have second, much less third chances by black coaches who get fired in the NFL. Just, you know, doesn't happen very often. All of this, though, is good for the Bucs in that all the jobs are filled, and that means Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich mm-hmm. are back in Tampa Bay.
That is a good thing. Yes, for continuity and everything, that's a wonderful thing for Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. And we know they're both good coordinators. We know the last 40-something seconds notwithstanding, we know that Bowles is a good defensive coordinator. I'd like to have that back. And look, since they're both back, okay, if BA coaches one more year, let's say, he's turning 70 in October, October 3rd, let's say after this next season, they make the playoffs, maybe they don't, they're building their, you know, trying to develop a quarterback, whatever, and he says, you know what, I'm 70, I'm done. Well, you got both coordinators to choose from again that could take over this program, you know, if that's what BA ultimately decides, and I don't know that he will, but if that's what he did, everything's in play next year. And it's probably also why Byron Leftwich could afford to be picky. And I don't know that he ever got an offer from Jacksonville. Doug Peterson's a good choice. It's a great choice. He's a good choice. But I do know that he's in no hurry to become a head coach. He's going to want the right situation. Quarterback, general manager, ownership, all pulling the same way. And he probably didn't feel that in Jacksonville. So, you know, he's in no rush. And, you know, he likes the guys he works with now. They all like each other. They all get along. They're good coaches. And some of them are great coaches. So all of that is kind of interesting. Now we got drama. We got drama in the NFL. And it's all going to play out all offseason, man. It's crazy. Hey, set on the downtown streets of the Sunshine City, it's the 18th annual Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete, presented by RP Funding, and it kicks off Florida's spring break season with some high-speed excitement. Just visit gpstpete.com for race information and tickets. It's another racing season starting right here in my hometown of St. Petersburg. All right, so take all these conspiracy theories, tell them that you heard it on Sports Day Tampa Bay, and let's see if any of them come true, because chances are they won't, but at least you heard it here first, and it's that time of season. This is when you can say all these things, and then if it doesn't happen, we'll deny that we ever spoke these words. But Tom Brady spoke some words, and he said, never say never. We'll see where we're at in 6 months. That's very interesting. Very interesting to me. Hey, we're going to do a mailbag tomorrow on the podcast, 100% correct answers only, guaranteed by moi. So send them to us. You can do that on Twitter at SportsDayTV. You can send them to me on Twitter at NFL Stroud, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. Bucks, Lightning, you know, Rays, if there's going to be baseball, I have no clue, but we can talk about it. Anything you got, send it to us. And make sure, once again, this is one of the best races in the world, really. I love this event. It's already the 18th annual Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete, presented by RP Funding. And so this year it's happening February 25th to 27th, just a couple weeks away. You still have time to get tickets. And if you need information or anything on the tickets, go to gpstpete.com. That's gpstpete.com for all your race information. Thanks for listening. For Steve Burstick, I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.